News and interviews from your community. Every morning on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us here on News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunrise. I'm Chris Elio filling in for the great Mark Lawrence, who's taking some well-deserved time off. On the other side of the glass over here, I have Rob Center. He's making sure that I stay on the air and doing everything that I'm supposed to do. It's the first time in a very long time I've been here, and I thank you so much for having me. On the line right now on our hotspot line, we have a Dr. Stanley Martin. He's going to come on. He's Geisinger's Director of Infectious Diseases. He's going to come on and chat with us about mask wearing, which has become not only an important topic in terms of health, but also in terms of political stuff. But we're not going to get into that. We want to know strictly health stuff. Good morning, Dr. Martin.
Good morning, Chris. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Yourself?
So far, so good.
Yes, I'm avoiding the droplets so far, so I'm doing all right.
Stay inside that radio booth. That's
yeah,
true.
That's right. And whenever I step out, I put the mask on. So let's start there. Let's start with how. So for those who want to make this into a, you know, it's not that big a deal type of thing. How big a deal is a mask? Like, what kind of help does it really do?
Sure. It's a perfectly legitimate question, right? Of all the things that we know that we can do to try to decrease the risk of spread of this infection, there's a lot of things, right? Hand hygiene, disinfection of surrounding environment, social distancing. There's all sorts of things that we can do, and they all certainly play a role. They all certainly help, but it seems clear, based on the studies that have been coming up in the past, couple months now, that the wearing of a mask in the community setting actually has the biggest impact in terms of preventing spread of the infection. We've always known that was the case inside the hospital or in a clinic, where the doctors, the nurses, everybody, you know, wearing a mask helps. But in the community, it was much less clear. But now we are getting a much better picture of this from the studies, and it seems very clear now the biggest, most important thing we can do to prevent the spread of the infection is wearing the mask.
Now, this isn't the first time we've ever, studied masks in terms of spreading infections, right? Like, I've actually seen photographs from 1918 of people wearing masks. We also know that in Asian culture, it seems to be more of an accepted thing that, you know, Asian people seem to wear masks more often in their countries for whatever reason. I've never questioned it because I've never, you know, I've never been there. I don't know why. Is there, you know, there are other studies before COVID came around, correct?
Right. So we've, again, all of those studies have essentially been centered around what we would call a healthcare setting for the most part, right? And unfortunately, although they had the right idea back in 1918, they didn't have the actual scientific data to back up what they were doing. But it made sense, right? And when we look at the studies that have been done, they've all centered around being in the hospital, being around sick people, being in a very, in that, you know, a hospital, clinic, those are very specific settings. They're not like anything else. They're not like the home. They're not like the grocery store. They're not like the hardware store. Something like that. And now we see from some of these studies where they look to see what kind of implementing of measures in the community had the biggest impact. Was it the social distancing? Was it the mandatory stay-at-home orders? Was it the closing down of business? No, it was really the masking, which seemed to have the biggest impact. All those things had an impact, but it was the masking which seemed to have the biggest impact.
Right. We're chatting with Dr. Stanley Martin. He is the Director of Infectious Diseases over at Geisinger. So clarify this. Clear this up for everybody. Do masks hurt you at all?
No, they certainly don't. I know a lot of people worry that masks may cause some kind of problem. Excuse me. People worry about CO2 toxicity. But I'm just going to tell you that you can't really achieve levels of CO2 toxicity by wearing a mask. That would require such high levels of carbon dioxide that you could not really achieve that with a mask. I know a lot of people feel uncomfortable with them, and there are some people who can't wear them for medical reasons. These are people usually because of various neurological or psychiatric conditions more than anything. But it's not going to cause you any health problems to otherwise wear a mask.
And those conditions you're speaking of, they're not typical?
They're not typical at all. They are not typical. These are usually in scenarios where people, because of certain amounts of, again, neurological or psychiatric problems, they just cannot keep the mask in place or understand the mask. Small children also can be challenged with this, right?
Okay, so that's an interesting point that you bring that up, because this is the $64,000 question, the hot button issue right now. And, you know, obviously, I'm asking you from a purely medical standpoint as a man with children myself. What about schools opening? How do we navigate this? Should children be forced to wear masks? Is that the safest way to do it? Should they even be in schools at all?
So that is a really good question, and it is a very difficult question, because we know that schools are good for kids, right? We know that having children in school is much better, that it's much healthier for them, not just because of the educational part of the environment, but the safety, the socialization. For some kids, it's a great source of obvious nutrition and other resources that they may not otherwise be able to have. There are all these enormous benefits to being in school. We also know that kids can serve as a huge, I was about to say the word nidus, that may be a little too medical, but they can serve as kind of a focus of infection. And although kids can tolerate infection fairly well, certainly better than adults, they can tend to spread it around in the community. And so keeping them safe and keeping the community safe at the same time is a very challenging and daunting task, quite frankly. The state did put out some guidance to help schools with this last week, and of course a lot of the things that can help with schools as they look to try to reopen are going to be, you know, spacing out in the classroom, cohorting students, having only so many students in a classroom or in the school at a certain time, doing special disinfection measures, and yes, Chris, definitely wearing a mask while at school. The exclusions are going to be children less than 2 years old. If you're outside and you're maintaining a distance of, you know, more than 6 feet, then the mask may not be necessary, because in the outside you have better ventilation, of course, and the mask may not be as necessary if you're at least maintaining that 6 foot distance. But that's difficult to do, of course, with kids, particularly even on a playground. You know, that's more relevant if you're like me and on the weekend, you know, walking your dog through the woods.
Right, of course. Well, I mean, being outside seems to be the way to go, and unfortunately, you know, we have brutal weather here. If we all lived in California, we could probably get away with being outside and doing classes, right?
Maybe, but then you'd have that traffic, right?
Of course. We're chatting with Dr. Stanley Martin. He is the director of infectious diseases at Geisinger. So, on the school thing, continuing on that, so if we do get to a situation where school does open and we try and put into practice a social distance, smaller classes, widening the hallways, making sure that people are more socially distanced, do you see a situation where sports can be played outdoors? Like, is that a thing? Like, we're hearing, like, now baseball's about to start this week, and they're all doing this bubble thing, and NFL is trying to start their thing. Like, do you see any of that being doable at all?
That's also a very difficult one. Some sports are a little bit of a higher risk than others, right? I mean, if you compare tennis to wrestling, right?
Right.
As far as the athletes go, the risk is very different in that scenario. And for the most part, the athletes can be screened, quarantined. There are measures that you can put into place to kind of help with that, although at the high school level, it's extremely difficult. The college level, it's hard enough. At the professional level, it's maybe a little bit easier. But the big problem with sports is not just the athletes, but also the audience. And, you know, having stands filled with people to watch a sporting event is a big challenge. Because, you know, you can't always effectively maintain that safe distance. And getting people to wear a mask, unfortunately, has become a challenge in some scenarios.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I personally am very leery of having sports this coming fall.
Yeah, that's going to be sad for a lot of people around here. You know how we love our
absolutely
high school football.
It makes me sad too, believe me, Chris.
Yeah, it's a big deal. All right, one last question for Dr. Stanley Martin. So we talked about masks and how it protects other people. Does it do anything for the wearer at all?
Oh, sure. That's a good thing to bring up. I mean, most of the time when we think about wearing masks, we're thinking about protecting ourselves. And that's, I think, one of the reasons why a lot of people don't want to wear a mask, is they think, you know, to heck with it. I can take my own risks. I'm young, I'm healthy, and so forth. And, you know, for the most part, they may be right if they get the infection. The problem is, of course, is that they will spread it to maybe two or three other people, right, who may not be. And so wearing the mask is a way of protecting other people in a very big and important way. But, of course, it also protects you, right? By you wearing the mask, you are decreasing your risk of getting the infection, although that risk can vary depending on what you're doing. If you're just going to the grocery store or hardware store and you're wearing a mask and you're not really super close to people for an extended period of time, then it's doing a very good job. You know, if you're in a different situation where you're in a small room, tightly packed with poor ventilation, and you're there for an extended period of time, then, you know, the efficacy of the mask starts to go down. So you have to think about where you are and what you're doing. But either way, the mask is always going to be better for you and for others.
I think the message I'm getting here is just wear the mask.
Absolutely. Please think about the state that we're in right now, and think about what could be going on in the state and what may go on if we aren't careful. As the counties have gone back to green, we have to think about, at this point, really keeping the foot on the gas in terms of trying to prevent new infections. And unfortunately, the number of new cases are creeping up in Pennsylvania, and it's possible we could be facing another surge at some point. And it's possible all the counties will go back to yellow or even red if we're not thoughtful about our own behavior. We can have both. We can have an open state, and we can take care of ourselves. And part of that is wearing the mask.
Dr. Stanley Martin, Geisinger's Director of Infectious Diseases, thank you so much for your time and all of this valuable information in what is certainly a very interesting time in this country and in this state. We appreciate you.
You're very welcome, Chris. Stay healthy.
Yes, you too. Have an excellent rest of your day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.